In the day when there is good, be of good cheer. But in the day when there is evil, see. God has made the one as well as the other. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
In our lives, we experience days of good cheer and days of adversity. Life is very unpredictable. Things, people, and circumstances are often not what they appear to be. As Asaph saw and wrote about in Psalm 73, sometimes the wicked have ease and prosperity, while the righteous suffer pain and adversity. But the psalmist recognized, surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. Matthew Henry reminds us, the calamities of the righteous are preparing them for their future blessedness, and the wicked, while their days are prolonged, are but ripening for ruin. Keep the words of those men in mind as you hear the word of God in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 15 through 22. I have seen everything during my days of vanity. There is a righteous man who perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man who prolongs his life in his evil doing. Do not be excessively righteous, and do not be overly wise. Why should you make yourself desolate? Do not be excessively wicked, and do not be a simple-minded fool. Why should you die before your time? It is good that you seize one thing and also not let go of the other, for the one who fears God comes forth with both of them. Wisdom strengthens a wise man more than 10 men with power who are in a city. Indeed, there is not a righteous man on earth who continually does good and who never sins. Also, do not give your heart to all words which are spoken, so that you will not hear your slave cursing you. For your heart also knows that you likewise have many times cursed others. Our passage opens with a declaration of the deficiency and limitation to autonomous human wisdom. Life is very unpredictable. And though it is written in Proverbs, and very accurately, that the length of days and years of life and peace will be added to those who keep Yahweh's commandments, and the years of the wicked will be shortened, sometimes the good do die young. Sometimes evildoers live long lives pursuing wickedness. We are warned not to be either excessively righteous or wicked. But what does that mean? Well, I don't believe for a moment that we are being taught moderation in all things. I believe that in referencing excessive righteousness, it includes things like self-righteousness, being pietistic, a legalist, pharisaical, a fault finder, one who needs to win every argument. In a word, prideful. Abominable describes the one who is excessively wicked, one who lives in excess of riot. We will be kept from both excesses as we live by the wisdom that comes from fearing God, by walking with the one who is the way, our Lord and Savior, King Jesus, by hearing and obeying his word and doing so joyfully. We can avoid many problems by remembering we are all sinners and we all sin. We shouldn't be easily offended by what is said about us by others. And if we are honest, we know the same kinds of words have been spoken by us about others. We need to relax. Love does require us to confront sin, but also at times it requires us to cover sin. Under the sun, there is little we can know. Even with the gifting and the efforts put forth by Solomon, that was so. Little, except the futility of the autonomy of human reason. But by faith in the Son of God, we know the end of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, because this is the end of the matter for all mankind. For God will bring every work to judgment, everything that is hidden, whether it is good or evil. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.